Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, boys and girls, say you're ready for some hippity-skippity fun with Happy Hank? All right, feeling zippity, full of pep today? Hey, that's good. Well, now, how about a great big hearty laugh? Come on now, everybody laugh out loud. Here we go. Open up your mouth wide. Oh, me, almost lost my breath that time. Wait till I find it. Oh, I found it. Well, I've got my breath again, and I wouldn't want to lose my breath because then I couldn't talk and laugh. Hey, how about one of our silly songs? All right, now let's see. Oh, here's one about a firefly. You know the fireflies that you see at night? Well, here's a song about a firefly. The firefly is a funny bug. Just watch for him at night, and you will see his little light wink on and off in flight. Although it is a pretty sight, he hasn't got much mind to go flying through the dark like that with his headlight on behind. I've tried to figure fireflies out, but it gets worse and worse. And all that I can gather is that they're built in reverse. Their headlight is a tail light, so I guess it's all right then. Though they don't know where they're going, they can see where they have been. Hey, boys and girls, I wonder where our pal Squeaky went.
Hey, I'm here.
I'm coming.
Well, here comes Squeaky now. Oh, my.
Well, hello, Happy Hank. You know, I lost my wind.
Uh-oh, a few minutes ago I lost my breath, and now Squeaky says he lost his wind. Well, here's Popcorn, and he says he ran so fast he lost his bark. Oh, no, he found it again. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Popcorn. Seems like everybody's losing something today. Here we have all the free air around, and yet we've lost wind and air and bark. Well,
well, I guess we didn't lose it, Happy Hank. We just say so, because we couldn't live without air.
Oh, that's right, Squeaky. Hey, I've got a riddle, and it's a toughie, a real stickler.
Oh, what is it, Happy Hank? Do I know the answer?
Well, now, not so fast, Squeaky. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to give you a riddle, and I want to see if you can figure out the answer. But first, put on your thinking caps, because you'll need them to answer this riddle. Ready? Here it is. It strikes you in the face, but you can't see it. What is it? It strikes you in the face, but you can't see it. What is it?
Oh, I know. A doorknob in the dark. Is that it?
No, no, Squeaky, that's not the answer. But how about you, boys and girls? Now, have you figured out the answer yet? You keep right on thinking, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of our program. And now, since we've all been losing our breath, Popcorn lost his bark. Hey, wait, maybe we'd better look for a lost doll. Listen. I once had a sweet little doll, dears. The prettiest doll in the world. Her cheeks were so red and so white, dears, and her hair was so charmingly curled. But I lost my poor little doll, dears, as I played in the heath one day. And I cried for her more than a week, dears, but I never could find where she lay. I found my poor little doll, dears, as I played in the heath one day. Folks say she is terribly changed, dears, for her paint is all washed away. And her arm trodden off by the cows, dears, and her hair not the least bit curled. Yet for old time's sake, she is still, dears, the prettiest doll in the world. And now, boys and girls, I think we ought to have a meeting of the Happy Hank Safety Club. Hey, turn on the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Ah, there it is. You hear that buzz? That means that I'm looking at you through my magic electric eye. Now, first, I want to see the hands of all the boys and girls who follow Happy Hank's slogan song to be a careful crossing crosser. Put up your hands. Well, say, look at all the hands. That's wonderful. Put your hands down. Turn it off, Squeaky.
Okay.
Now, you know, you make Mother very happy when you're real careful crossing the streets. Now, don't go past the curb until you've looked both ways and be sure there are no cars coming along that might knock you down or run over you. Now, we don't want anything like that to happen, no siree. Well, just so you won't forget, Try to remember our slogan song for safety. Be a careful crossing crosser. Let's sing it now. Notice where you're walking. Don't forget when you are talking. Be a careful crossing crosser. Don't dash out into the street. Never try some car to beat, but be a careful crossing crosser. Ah, now I wonder if you remember our safety slogan that tells you not to play in the street. Stay in your own yard or in the school or park playgrounds, and then you won't get hurt by autos and wagons that go up and down the street. And don't chase any balls out into the streets until you've looked both ways first to be sure it's safe. Come on now and help Happy Hank sing our safety slogan, Don't Play in the Street. Whenever you go out to play, don't play in the street. Have your fun some other way, don't play in the street. The curb is the limit, so be on your guard and stay on the sidewalk. You'll find it's not hard to have just as much fun in your own front yard. Don't play in the street. And that was fine. Oh, we've got a new one today, too, a new slogan song. Be sure you're right before you go ahead. Now, that's good advice for all of us. You listen real carefully and see if you can remember the words when I finish the song. Here we go. Be sure you're right and go ahead. That's what Davy Crockett said, and Davy was a famous man, you know. You can be just like him, too, if you will remember to be sure you're right before you go ahead. That's it, and now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. You know, they're trying to find the hideout of Black Tom the Outlaw. Now, remember last time, the boys decided not to get the sheriff to try to recover their Jeep, which they saw from the air parked in front of the largest building in Ghost Town. But they thought they'd land the other side of the ridge and scout around and see what they could find themselves. Well, just as they started toward the ridge, their motor went dead again and no place for them to land. Suddenly, Sputter spied a very small flat place on top of the ridge. Mighty small to land an airplane in. Can they make it? Well, as the scene opens today, we're back on the S-Bar S Ranch where Rocket is talking to Popcorn. Now, listen.
Well, doggone it, Popcorn, I was worried. Now, the Squeaky and Sputters was supposed to talk to me on this little black box every hour after they left you, and I ain't heard from them but once. What do you expect has happened? Doggone it, I wish you could talk words so I could understand what you says. But I sure am glad you here just the same, Popcorn. If you wasn't, I sure would be lonesome. Hey, you think we ought to try to talk to them on this little black box one more time? Well, that's just what I wanted you to say. Now, let's see now how you did it. Now, you presses this little button, and then I talk. Yeah, that's right. Now, here it goes. Press the button. Rocket to Squeaky. Rocket to Squeaky. Over. Now, listen. Nothing, not a word. Now, let me see. Maybe I ain't saying it just right. Let's see. Now, maybe I forgot. I'll try it my own way one more time. Now, let's see. Press the button. Rocket to Squeaky. Rocket to Squeaky. Under. No. I remember now. So Sputters told me not to say under. Well, then I'll try it some other way. Let's see. Press the button. Rocket to Squeaky. Rocket to Squeaky. Sideways. Nossa, it just don't make no difference whether I talk to them over or under or sideways. They just don't answer. Well, that's what they get for riding that old airplane. Did you ever ride in an airplane, Popcorn? Well, then you is lucky. I'll tell you how it is. First you gets in the airplane, and then they buckles you in with a big belt. And then that big fan in the front starts up, and man, it nearly blows your hat off. What a noise. And then that airplane starts to move. Slow at first she moves along, then she speeds up. And let me tell you something, Popcorn, when that thing speeds up, she really goes. Then all at once the earth begins to fall. That's right, the earth begins to fall. No, sir, that's a fact, Popcorn. You don't go nowhere. It's the earth that does the going. It falls. And the first thing you know, it done fall so far that you's way up above it. If it wasn't for my little old rabbit's foot, well, I never would have got back. That's a fact. Is that so? You think I ought to try once more? Okay, then. Here we go. Press the button. Rocket to Squeaky. Rocket to Squeaky. Over. Under.
sideways. Now listen.
This is Black Tom Rocket, and I'm talking to you over my radio. Don't worry anymore about Squeaky and Sputters. Their airplane crashed against the side of Big Bear Ridge. You won't see them anymore.
Hey, did you hear that, Popcorn? Oh, me, where's my rabbit's foot? Oh, please, little Mr. Rabbit's foot. Oh, you've got me out of scrapes. Now, please help Squeaky and Sputters out of this mess. Please, little Rabbit's foot, please.
My goodness, is Black Tom right? Did the boys crash? If they did, that's bad. You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Hey, how about the riddle? Did you get it? It strikes you in the face, but you can't see it. What is it? Well, I'll tell you at the end of the program. But right now, birthday time. How many birthdays today? Let's see. Up with your hands. Just look at the birthdays. All right, put your hands down. Look at the birthday smiles. Ready to blow out the candles on the birthday cake? Better make your wish first. All right, now. I wish that some... I got your wish made? All right. 1, 2, 3, blow. That's it, and now sing. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you.